Hey, today is the 21st, and this is chart review for Texas Emergency Hospital. Dr. Maroney, M-A-R-O-N-E-Y, date of visit 8/19. First patient is P.L., 67-year-old woman, seen with runny nose, cough, congestion, positive strep, treated with bicillin. She didn't like the experience because she said the doctor just came in, told her she had strep, and walked out, never really examined me. Next patient is J.K. He's a 30-year-old male with body shake, shortness of breath, chest pain. Patient had CBC, CMP, cardiac evaluation, EKG, chest x-ray, both shoulder and chest, which were all negative. Diagnosed with adhesive capsulitis, but since he did have chest pain, the cardiologist was called by Dr. Maroney. He was happy with the care received. Next patient is J.R. He's a 70-year-old gentleman with cough, congestion, runny nose. Wife had COVID. He wanted to make sure he didn't have COVID. He has lots of past medical problems. His swab tests were negative, so he was given the treatment sent home. Next patient is, he was happy with the care received. Next patient is W.G., is a 31-year-old male, presents with folliculitis of the scalp and axilla. CBC shows white count is 10,000, vancomycin given IV, and sent home with doxycycline. Next patient is V.D., is a 75-year-old with ear pain, diagnosed with impacted cerumen, left message for him to call me back, no treatment given. Next patient is JG, is a 17-year-old young lady with fever, headache, diagnosed with a URI, over-the-counter medication given. Swab test negative. Patient still sick. He's seen her primary care doctor. Mom was disappointed that she didn't get any medications. Nevertheless, she was happy with the care. Next patient is RB, is a 4-year-old child with a cough, earache, swab test negative, diagnosed with URI and otitis media, treated with Amoxil. Next patient is JM, 55-year-old with a puncture wound on the left hand, given Tdap, irrigated. I don't see any antibiotics given. This was on a wire fence in the backyard. But sometimes the antibiotics are not written down. She did not answer the phone, so I couldn't ask her. Next patient is A.M., is a lady with toothache, swollen face, treated with Rocephin Amoxil. Number left was not working. Next patient is P.F., is a 27-year-old with headache, dizziness, lightheadedness, UA, UDS, HCG, swab test, CBC, CMP, all within normal limits, diagnosed with viral syndrome. And she's doing much better today. She was happy with the care received. Next patient is GA, is a 57-year-old male with EPOH withdrawal, low magnesium, having chest pain, cardiac evaluation negative. Patient was admitted to the hospital list. Blood work included CBC, CMP, triglycerides with history of chronic pancreatitis, magnesium level, cardiac workup, chest x-ray, BNP, and chest CT, which were all negative. Patient was admitted once again. Next patient is TC, 52-year-old woman with left hand injury, x-rays negative, diagnosed with sprain, doing well, happy with the care. Next patient is SR, 23-year-old young lady who left AMA because she has POTS disease, P-O-T-T-S, and she said, nobody knew about my problem. I needed IV fluids, and they wouldn't give me IV fluids. She presented with chest pain and blood pressure elevation. Cardiac workup was negative. Dr. Maroney calls specialists all the time. I'm not sure exactly why she left, but the reason that she gave doesn't make sense. Lack of fluid, the fact that she left because she did not get fluids, but nevertheless, she's going to a different place, but she hasn't gone to a different emergency room yet. Next question is L.O. is an 18-year-old with abdominal cramps. She's pregnant. Vitals were okay. Ultrasound of the lower abdomen was okay. Urinalysis within normal limits. Was sent home with threatened abortion. Next patient is, she was happy with the care. Next patient is R.D. is a 36-year-old woman with right buttocks abscess. Dr. Maroney was frustrated because she could not find the surgeon on call after calling two different people. Finally, she got a hold of the hospital administrator and sent patient to Deerbrook to be admitted for surgical evaluation. Thank you.